USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Experts say a cyber attack on a major pipeline that delivers roughly 45% of the fuel for the East Coast is unlikely to affect supplies of gasoline or prices unless there's a prolonged shutdown. Colonial Pipeline of Georgia has not said what the hackers are demanding. They have halted operations due to a ransomware attack. A Chinese rocket crashed into the Indian Ocean in South Asia last night. Dan Araki from the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau reports.
The Chinese rocket that had been falling to Earth in an uncontrolled reentry has crashed into the ocean near the Maldives. According to the U.S. Space Force, the remnants of the 23-ton Long March 2B rocket entered the Earth's atmosphere around 10:30 p.m. Eastern Saturday night, crashing into the Indian Ocean north of the island country. The Chinese Space Agency said that most of the rocket broke up during re-entry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 844-34-BIBLE. That's 844-34-BIBLE. 844-34-BIBLE.
In Afghanistan's capital, a deadly bombing at a school has killed over 5 dozen and injured well over 150, mostly schoolgirls.
3 explosions occurred outside the school entrance as students were leaving for the day. The blasts occurred in a mostly Shiite neighborhood in the west side of the capital. The Taliban has denied responsibility, condemning the attack in a statement.
Brendan Gunzel from the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau reporting. Families now beginning the desperate search for any surviving children. Former President Donald Trump can stay at his Mar-a-Lago resort. The Palm Beach town attorney has issued a final verdict in a long-running dispute. An agreement between the town and Mar-a-Lago in 1993, which converted Mar-a-Lago from a private residence into a private club, allows Trump to live as an employee. Trump's attorney says his duties include managing the property, vetting employee performance, identifying operational improvements, checking the club's financials, greeting guests, attending events, and suggesting candidates for membership. Trump has been living there since leaving the White House. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
States such as Florida are seeing a spike in cases of COVID-19 variants. The state had just 753 cases as of March 14th. Now there are more than 10,000 throughout the state. The White House's COVID advisor says data will be coming out soon that says vaccines offer protection against the Indian variant.
India saw its deadliest day since the beginning of the coronavirus pandemic, recording nearly 4,200 deaths on Saturday. As the second wave of infections continues to sweep through the country, India is still averaging about 400,000 new infections and more than 3,500 deaths daily. There are worries that the variant of the virus being partially blamed for fueling the surge in India could take hold in the U.S. But Andy Slavitt says there's reason to be confident in the available vaccine's ability to control the strain. The White House's senior advisor for the COVID response tells CNN that he's expecting data in the near future to show the vaccine's ability to protect against this new variant.
It looks like we're going to get very good levels of protection from our current vaccines. I think we'll see that confirmed over the coming week. But Americans should expect that if they're not vaccinated, they're going to be more exposed. If they are vaccinated, I think they can look at these variants and there's going to be very good levels of protection.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Ford is recalling nearly 617,000 of its Explorer SUVs after 11 reports of roof rail cover detachments caused by loose pins. The recall covers 2016 through 2019 model year vehicles. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.